This is our drying facility.
Jessica Toner opens the door to a small room draped in pasta. This is where Toner's Flower City Pasta and Milling Company dries to perfection its long strips of fettuccine and colorful varieties of orzo.
My dad worked in construction his whole life, and he built this dry room for us kind of to simulate what it would be like drying in the streets of Italy.
But the man who made it, John Statt, says the shift from construction to pasta making came in part out of necessity.
When I lost my construction job, I went home and told my wife, when you get lemons, you got to make lemon garlic fettuccine. So
now the family-run mill pumps out about 1,000 pounds of pasta a week, selling at farmers markets and restaurants across the state. Flower City makes over 50 kinds of pastas using heritage grains you won't find at the grocery store. Co-owner Toner says her family's pasta is filling a key niche at your local farmers market.
We're helping the locavore movement have more meal options rather than just getting a bag of beautiful kale and radishes and potatoes. You also have grains or pasta, which helps just to complete everything.
Toner says the local foods movement in Rochester has been incredibly supportive of the family's pasta business, so much so that the company recently started milling heritage grains for baking.
We just call each other every morning like, did you make pancakes this morning with the Red Fife? Oh my gosh, it's so good. It's so different from flours that you'll find in the grocery store. It's so much fresher and just the taste is so much different.
Toner's dad, John Statt, who attributes his love of pasta to growing up with lots of Italian friends in and around East Rochester, says the job isn't always glamorous, but he says making old-fashioned, locally sourced pasta with the people he loves is more than worth it.
It's a lot of hours and it's a labor of love, but it's great to have a family business and have the whole family involved and take it out there and see the happy faces of people after they try the pasta.
For WXXI News, I'm Zach Seward.